to the Social Distancing With Me podcast. Today I'll be sharing with you guys 5 tips for those of you that are working at home or going to school online. So my first tip for you guys is to go get a planner. Now, it doesn't have to be anything like super fancy or super decorative. It can just be a simple pad of paper or a notebook. And having a planner will definitely help you stay more organized, especially because, again, we're adapting to a new normal. It definitely has helped me. So, yeah, you can, for people that have notebooks or pads of paper, there's no layout really, so you can kind of get creative and create your own layout. My layout is typically on the left side. I write down my tasks for today and things I need to complete by the end of today. And then on the right side, I have numbers going from 8 to 8. So kind of like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And that just is kind of like a clock schedule in a way, and so I just mark down like whenever I have some sort of event or class. The second tip I have, which is kind of related to the first one, is to make a schedule. So I think that definitely making a schedule over this period of time has helped me a lot, because it makes me feel like almost like I'm back where I'm supposed to be in a way, like since everything's different now and we're all, some people, not all of us, but some people are being at home and everything's really different. I feel like having a schedule and having like, you know, little bits of time is just very helpful, and it does help you stay much more organized because there's a set time for everything and there's a little time limit. But you can customize your own schedule to what works for you and what pace you work at. My third tip is also kind of related to the second tip, and the first tip is to have a morning routine. Having a morning routine, again, makes you feel a little more like organized and feel like you're in control of things again. And it can be as simple as, you know, brushing your teeth, going downstairs, eating something, and then, you know, just have your own kind of custom morning routine that you can follow. So my morning routine typically is I wake up at around like 7, 8-ish, and so then I do some stretches for 10 minutes, and it kind of helps me like wake up my body and get everything moving. And then I go brush my teeth and do my skincare routine, and then I pick out my clothes, I wear them, of course, and then I go downstairs and I have breakfast. So even just something as simple as that can help you really like be more organized, I guess, and stay more on top of things. Tip number 4 is to have a clear workspace. So having a lot of different stuff in your workspace, kind of like books everywhere, little sheets of paper, maybe like a wrapper, a candy wrapper or something, can definitely affect your mindset and like your attitude in a way. So I find that clearing off your workspace, even if it's like just removing a couple things, can definitely help you feel more organized and less cluttered, I guess. I've been doing that a lot. I have been wiping my desk. I've been removing all the sheets of paper that are flying everywhere. But yeah, definitely clearing your workspace was also another big help for me, and it just helped me felt, you know, more cleaner. Yeah. So, also, clearing your online workspace, like all your files and your desktop, can also definitely help. Again, it makes you feel less cluttered and everything's more organized and you know where everything is. So, yeah. And the final tip I have for you guys is to go take a break. Since everything has been online, for those of you that are working or studying or taking online school, everything has been online and it feels like you've been staring at a screen forever. And so one thing I'd recommend you guys to do is probably just take a break every once in a while, like maybe every 30 minutes, every hour. Maybe, like, you know, do some stretches, jumping jacks, maybe sit-ups, or maybe like take a walk outside, get a breath of fresh air to help clear your mind up, and just kind of enjoy nature. Maybe read a book, just get away from your device for a little while, because, you know, just to help shake your body, or, you know, just to have a clear mind and kind of refresh in a way. Or you could go, like, maybe take a bathroom break, because I know a while ago I was forgetting to take little breaks, and so I was just sitting there and I slowly got really tired. So I think definitely that taking breaks will help you a lot. So, yeah. For listening to this episode of the Social Distancing With Me podcast. Please subscribe to my podcast and hit the notification button so that you can get a notification every single time I upload a new episode. Please also leave a good review, and if you have any recommendations or you'd like to be featured on the next Social Distancing With Me podcast episode, please email me at socialdistancingwithme@gmail.com, or go follow me on Instagram and message me there. Thank you guys, and hope you guys have a great week.